is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
When the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady.
I don't know why we ever think it won't.
It's time for the home team. The home team is brought to you in part by Grace Family Church. Just try it. By Tampa Bay Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants. By Vermost Insurance. By Mahoney's Auto Repair. By the Palm Pavilion on Clearwater Beach. By Irish 31, the place to catch your favorite team in action. By Iceman Development, LLC. And now, here he is, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Paul Porter.
Well, thank you, Bill Carl, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the home team. Glad to have you with us, both here on the TAN Talk Radio Network and on Facebook Live. Matt, do we have the audio problem worked out for Facebook Live?
Not yet. We will take a look at that during the first commercial.
Okay. All right. So we may take the break a little bit early just to give Matt a chance to work on that, because those on Facebook Live are seeing us but not hearing us, and we need to rectify that. But we do have a lot to talk about today. We've got the NBA and NHL playoffs both beginning today on the same day. NBA playoffs begin at 1 o'clock with the Magic taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the NHL playoffs begin at 5 o'clock with the Mets New York Islanders going up against the Carolina Hurricanes. And playoff games, both hockey and basketball, throughout the day.
Exciting,
and lots going on.
Exciting times, always, when the playoffs come.
Absolutely.
Very good time and, for a sports fan.
Looking forward to that. We want to say hello to a number of people that are already watching on Facebook Live. I don't know if they can hear me
well,
or not.
I want to make a suggestion for now until we get Facebook Live figured out. We have the option available. If you still want to watch online, go to the radio station's YouTube channel, which is TAN Talk Radio Network on YouTube. We're streaming live on there, and apparently the audio is working there. So if you want to watch for the time being and you can't get it on Facebook, go to the radio station's YouTube channel. We have video there with audio that is apparently working.
Good to know.
So try that now until we can get Facebook figured out.
All right. Unfortunately, the people on Facebook couldn't hear you. So, but that's a good suggestion anyway.
That's for those that are listening on the radio, at least.
Yeah.
Well, so. And I guess people who are watching on Facebook Live, they realize that the sounds are not working, they'll turn on the radio.
That would be nice.
That works too.
Yeah, you can do that too. Or go to the TANTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Oh, there you go.
We can, we're trying to work that out, though. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets for the Rays and Tigers on Tuesday night. And we'll tell you how that contest is going to work. Also, we have our NBA contest today. You pick a number from 1 to 16. John has already become the first one to enter the contest. John from Clearwater.
What a surprise.
And he chose number 11, which is the Phoenix Suns. So, John, you have the Phoenix Suns in our NBA contest.
They'll be going
contest.
Up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. First series for them.
And the way the contest works today, either on Facebook Live or on calling in, you pick a number, 1 to 16, and you are assigned a team, a playoff team in the NBA. One of those teams, of course, our very own Orlando Magic. So somebody may get that team. Hopefully we'll get that team today. We are going to take our break early to give Matt a chance to see if he can get the Facebook Live audio rectified. And we will continue along. More of the home team coming up on the TAN Talk Radio Network. AM 1340 and 1350. FM 106.1, 102.3. And Facebook
Live!
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
When you talk about ice rink development in West Central Florida, one name stands alone. Iceman Development, LLC. Gordy Zimmerman, president and founder of Iceman Development, has played an integral part in the construction of the Ice Sports Forum in Brandon, the training home of the three-time Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Advent Health Center Ice Complex, a multi-million dollar facility boasting 150,000 square feet and ranked the top indoor ice rink facility by both the USA Today and Yelp. Iceman Development is currently involved in creating yet another outstanding ice rink facility in Trinity in Pasco County. Iceman's company mission is to build community projects that impact the area both in quality of life and economic growth. For more information, visit IcemanDevelopment.com. That's Iceman with two N's, development.com.
Folks, let me tell you about a gem of a restaurant in Carrollwood. It's Hank's Place, where you'll find some of the best barbecue, catfish, wings, sausage, gator, shrimp, and a whole lot more. Their meats are dry rubbed and slowly smoked. All of your favorite sides, too, from baked beans to collard greens to mac and cheese to onion rings. Are you hungry yet? Discover why Hank's Place at 8546 Northdale Mabry, just 100 yards north of Waters Avenue, is a place that locals have known about for years. Hey, would a guy like me lie to you about food? Hank's Place, a place to hang your hat and lick your fingers.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit Vermost Insurance in Tampa Bay today at vermost.com.
Hundreds of sets of gently used golf clubs is what you'll find at T&D Golf Stores. Conveniently located at 4205 West Waters Avenue, half a mile west of Dale Mabry, T&D has the best repair facility with the largest selection of grips in stock. You'll find a wide variety of new and used golf balls, shoes, gloves, and accessories. Family owned and operated, check them out on the web at tndgolfstores.com. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Seeking intellectual delight? Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. on WTAN 1340 a.m. for Legal Candy with attorney Candace Colucci. Candace delves into property insurance, law, and other hot legal topics. Don't miss Legal Candy on WTAN 1340 a.m. Unwrap the law one bite at a time. Now you can get that delicious Vienna all-beef hot dog in Pinellas County at Daddy Dog's on the southeast corner of McMullen Booth Road and State Route 580 in Safety Harbor. They feature 10 different types of hot dogs with over 25 different toppings. Hershey's ice cream, too. Now you don't have to drive to Tampa to get the best hot dog there is. Check out their menu at daddydogs.com. That's daddy, DAWGS.com. Family owned and operated. Daddydogs.com.
Life Builders Christian Counseling Center brings hurting people to wholeness in Christ. Life Builders is a professional counseling center with multiple counselors and locations in Brandon and Tampa. They offer in-person, Zoom, and group sessions, counseling individuals, married couples, children, and adolescents and families. Some of our licensed counselors take most insurances. Call 813-438-5949 or visit lifebuilderscounseling.org. Life Builders can help. 813-438-5949 and at lifebuilderscounseling.org.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Our apologies for those of you watching on Facebook Live. Matt, tell us again what people can do as far as the video and the YouTube channel.
All right, so for those that are trying to watch online, if you're still not getting audio over Facebook, there is a way around it. We have, and we stream this every week, we have the YouTube channel available. It's through the radio station's YouTube channel, which is Tan Talk Radio on YouTube. You'll see the logo. You'll see the live presentation. You should be able to get audio that way, too.
All right. So I will pass that along. Go to Tan Talk Radio on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I apologize for this. Yep. This is live radio, and we're trying to fix this as we go along.
I'm on YouTube probably all the time at home, nonstop. That's where I listen to music. I listen to.
So YouTube, your equivalent of like Spotify now?
Yeah. Okay. No, I go to YouTube a lot, believe me.
There's nothing wrong with going down the rabbit hole at YouTube. I do it all the time, too.
Yep.
All right, so we are passing that along to our listeners as we go.
Yeah, that's also why we live stream it on YouTube every week, just in case there's technical difficulties with Facebook. We have the YouTube channel, which I run in here.
Well, you know, and the YouTube, let me tell you, it's great to pull up old sporting events. I love doing that.
It's funny you say that, because I caught myself doing this the other night. I got hooked on this in January when the All-Star game rolled around in the NHL. Mm-hmm. I was watching old All-Star game player introductions. And one I stumbled onto was from the 1999 All-Star Game, which I didn't realize at first was here in Tampa.
That's right.
What gave it away was when Wendell Clark was introduced. He was playing for the Lightning at the time.
Gotcha. We don't need to hear all that.
Right.
Let's continue with the show.
Okay.
Jason, the Bucks on Thursday will have their first round
pick.
Best available player, what do you
think? Yeah, I think best available player. I was actually scrolling through some of the predictions, and they list a number of players from defensive linemen to offensive linemen to, I think, to a cornerback. There were some wide receivers mentioned. They really don't have any glaring needs. I think that's a great position to be in. Edge, I think the edge rusher from UCLA, Latu, is kind of a funny name, but he was mentioned by several of the different analysts. There was another one, the quarterback from Clemson, I think Nate Wiggins, and a few others. One even mentioned the Florida State receiver. Kevin Coleman, they think he has a chance to be a potential next Mike Evans. So there's all of it. It's going to be the Bucks have the 26th pick in the first round. So basically, they're going to have to wait and see what players are left. What players might drop a little lower. That were expected to go earlier. And we'll see what happens there. But it's a good position to be in, and hopefully they've done very well drafting lately, and that's why they've been successful.
So really what they're doing is drafting for depth, whether it be offensive line. As I've said, it's kind of like pitching. You can never have too many offensive line defensive line. But they can add some depth. To their roster.
Absolutely. And that always helps, because those players could become a big key of their success. Also, there's always going to be injuries, unfortunately. If one of their top players goes down, you need a quality player to take their place. So it'll be interesting to see what players are available and who they pick. But it's you always. In a way, you want to be picking later in the draft, because that means you had a really great season, a really good season before then. Mm-hmm. And you want to, if you're a good team, you pick later, and that's where I think the GM, the scouts, everyone really earns their money when they can find players later on that turn out to be quality players that produce for you.
Absolutely, and. For those of you that are watching on Facebook, we're trying to give you alternate ways that you can get the audio. One of them is the TanTalkRadioNetwork.com, and you can stream the program there. Correct, Matt? Okay, that is correct. So, TanTalkRadioNetwork.com, and you can get the audio for the program there if you're not able to get it on Facebook Live. Our apologies for that. Don't know exactly what the problem is, but unfortunately, we don't have any audio on Facebook Live, and that's not a good thing. So, we are going to try and keep you up to date as best as we can, and see what we can do from there. One of the things that was mentioned as far as the draft is concerned, Jason, is that the Buccaneers could be in the market for trades. Every year you hear about draft day trades, maybe trading for multiple picks, that sort of thing.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
always a possibility. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get more picks, you opportunity to get more players. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's I think a couple years ago they traded out of the first round, and their very first pick in that draft wasn't until early in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if an opportunity comes there that they like, they think that they could still get some of the players that they're looking for, and maybe get an additional picks to get more of those players, then why not? You know, that's where you always have to look. I think it's always important, really, for every team to keep their options open. You know, and even teams that have very high picks in the first round, like right now the Washington, you know, the Commanders are have been talking about possibly trading back, you know, and getting more picks. So, you always keep your options open to look at the best way to improve your team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Want to get your thoughts on where the Lightning are as far as going into the playoffs. They had a good win against Toronto in the final regular season game of the year. And how do you think the Lightning will fare going up against the Florida Panthers? It looked like for weeks that we were going to be playing Boston, and then on the last night of the season, Boston loses and the Panthers win, and we end up with the in-state rivalry.
Well, I think the Lightning are in a good position here because they have been playing good hockey overall. You know, throughout the last month or so to finish the season, they were doing well. The Panthers were last year, they kind of came out of nowhere to make it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's different this year. They've been a pretty dominant team during the regular season. So when you consider that, the Panthers are not going to surprise anyone this time around. And the Lightning basically have been there and done that. They still have a lot of the core of players who were there during those championship runs. Three straight Stanley Cup finals, you know, and two championships. They're there. They know what it takes to win it all. And I think that that makes for a very good opportunity for the Lightning to take this series, even though they are the underdogs. They don't have the home ice advantage, but we've seen more often in hockey than in the than in the NBA, where the lower seeded teams have a lot of success. Mm-hmm. And they can do well. And when you have a veteran team like the Lightning, who's won championships, who have been there consistently year in and year out, and also who know the Panthers very well, they're in-state rival. They play them very often. So I like the Lightning's chances in this series.
Yeah, I think in past years the Lightning have been inside of the Panthers' head. They start to think they haven't beaten the Lightning in a playoff series yet in their history. So I think the Panthers are thinking, oh boy, we won the division, but that means now we get Tampa Bay.
Right.
You know, so that is one of the things that I think may be a factor. There's a lot of people will say, well, this team is so different that there weren't many of the guys still playing when the last time that the Lightning played the Panthers in the playoffs. So
yeah,
that's a factor as well.
It's interesting. I remember the Panthers came into the league the year after the Lightning, and early on, Florida dominated that series. They've mm-hmm. kind of dominated. Seemed like every time they played during the regular season, they would win the majority of those games. And I know Florida, I think in just their third season, they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think in '96, you know, before losing to Colorado. But obviously the Lightning, many years later, turned that around, and they've been the dominant team. But Florida, last year, getting to the Stanley Cup Final, it makes it exciting to see how far hockey has come, you know, certainly in the state of Florida, where at one time, you know, that it was looked at as a joke by many people. But now you see how good these teams are, and how other teams, franchises, have come along in the southern part of the states that have made hockey a big time attraction.
By the way, Matt has posted where you can hear the audio and actually watch the program. If you go to www.youtube.com/watch, you'll be able to pick up the program there. And of course, you want to put in Tan Talk Radio Network when you are going to www.youtube.com/watch. we are going to go to the phone lines. We've got some people waiting on the phone lines. We're doing the show the old-fashioned way today with no audio on Facebook Live. So it's purely a radio program. And Donald is with us. Hello, Donald. You're on the home team.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
The other way to listen is when you call in, you can hear the entire show while you're on hold.
There you go. Yeah, 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. If you want to dial us up, Matt will put you on hold until we get to you, and we will you'll be able to hear the program there.
There you go.
All right.
I'm not in my kayak right now. I'm looking at John Pass from Inside Bay.
Oh, nice.
This island at the bird sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
Trying to find some redfish or snook.
Good.
We'll see what happens.
Very nice. Yes, yeah, absolutely gorgeous day to be out there in the water. So.
Oh, my perfect. God. It's been so long since we've been out here, you know, where there's been no wind.
Mm-hmm.
Last outing, there was like 20-mile-an-hour winds, and that's no fun in a kayak.
Right.
But, hey, how about that lightning and the magic?
My worst fears came true when they announced the schedule for the Lightning, which was almost a carbon copy of what the Magic have. So, unfortunately for me, the Lightning and Magic playing home playoff games on the same days next week, and I'm having to split that up and do the Magic game on Thursday and the Lightning game next Saturday.
They don't think about the public address announcer giving him the priority there. I mean, when you know, of course, I guess they figure it's rare that that teams from two different leagues have the same PA announcer. But maybe they ought to consider that moving forward.
We are being told, I don't know if you did anything, Matt, but they're saying the sound is back. So we're happy about that. Glad the sound is back.
Good deal.
On Facebook Live. So glad to have you with us there. Donald, do you want to pick a number for our NBA contest? The only one gone thus far is number 11. So pick a number from 1 to 16.
Eight. Right down the middle.
You've got the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers.
They're playing tonight against the defending champion Denver Nuggets in game one of that series tonight.
So the Lakers is your team. John in Clearwater has the Phoenix Suns. And those are the two teams that are gone. Again, when you pick a number between 1 and 16, and you can do it again on Facebook Live, you can basically get in the contest. Anything else, Donald?
Hey, so far this season for the Rays, I've gotten three sets of Tijuana flats.
Good. How about that? Good.
You find all the free stuff. Yeah. That's for sure.
But you haven't gotten any furniture when you've gone into the Canes. So you still haven't bought any furniture. Just goes straight to the Tijuana.
I actually do have furniture from Canes.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm sure they appreciate that.
Their furniture holds up. I've got two queen bed couches and a whole hutch system for the stereo system. And, I've had those for many years. And I guess, hey, their furniture holds up.
Good.
Want to point out, if you were having problems getting the audio before, you may have to refresh your browser and enter back in like you normally would at the start of the show, because we are being told that the sound is back on Facebook Live. Well, Donald, we always appreciate hearing from you. Thanks so much. And I can't say I'm rooting for you to win the contest because I'm not a Lakers fan, but that's okay.
Neither am I. No, I'm rooting for the Magic.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much, Donald. Let's bring in the Rubber Cement Man next. Haven't talked to him in a while.
That's right.
He's been watching on Facebook Live. But Rubber Cement Man, welcome back to the home team.
Hello, RCM. Are you there?
Well, maybe. Maybe he went away.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I was wondering what was going on with all the shenanigans this morning.
Do you have audio now?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to go back in there and check it.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen for breakfast, but
all right.
I'll go back and check it.
Okay.
I want number 7, please.
Number 7. You've got the Indiana Pacers.
All right.
Okay.
Indiana Pacers is your team.
All
All right.
You know, I think the Lightning, I don't know what the Lightning are going to do. They seem to have been on and so if we get an on team, maybe they'll do something. But
yeah. I mean, they did play better down the stretch, though. I mean, there were a couple that they lost recently, but overall, I think they were playing good hockey. So, and again, they've got the experience. They've got players who have been there, done that. Kucherov's having an MVP-caliber season. They still have Andre Vasilevsky in goalie. So, you know, we'll see. But I think it should be an entertaining series.
And by the way, we can tell you that... Kucherov won the scoring title in the NHL.
Yeah,
he
excellent.
Had the most total points.
Good, good.
And he got his 100th assist on the final game of the season.
Yep. Outstanding.
So congratulations to him. I've always had mixed opinions of Kucherov. Excellent hockey player. One of the best to have ever played the game. But you know, Jason, how you have said in the past, if the guy can play the game, it doesn't matter if he's a nice guy or not. It doesn't matter if he's a doesn't want to talk to the media, if he doesn't want to talk to fans and all that. He is the epitome of that. I mean, he comes there. He won't even say hello to people as he's walking in the gate. People will smile and say, "Hey, Cooch," and he just ignores them. He's just tunnel vision straight to the locker room.
He's there to do a job, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's absolutely it. Now, I will say, you get him a few beers, he'll tend to open up a little bit. You know, like, I mean, and he'll take his shirt off and then go to the podium, and he's very talkative then.
Yeah.
So, but of course, that's after they've won the title, too. But yeah, so he does have the other side. But yeah, I think he's one of those that he's all about just being there to play the game and do his job, and he's not into all the other extracurricular stuff.
Yeah,
whether it be talking to people or other. And some people are like that. I say and you know that's fine. I mean, as long as you know you're not a guy who's getting into trouble or breaking any laws or doing that. That's it is what it is. I think that's fine.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rubber Cement Man, you've got the Indiana Pacers with number 7. And Linda, want to welcome Linda, watching on Facebook Live. Glad to have you with us, Linda. We appreciate you joining in. Anything else, RCM?
No, that's about it. I'll just watch and see how the Rays do. Is they going to do anything here,
nah. Some controversial calls in that game last night, I understand.
Was it? Yeah, I didn't watch. I don't get Bally Sports now, but so I didn't watch. I saw some of the highlights. I know the Rays were up 1-0 late in the game, but then things got away from them a little bit. So they end up losing 5-3, I believe. But, you know, they have won most of their recent series. I know they split the series with Anaheim, you know, 2 games apiece. Before that, they had won 3 series in a row. They're 11-10. It's early. I said that, you know, you want to stay right around 500 early on in the season. It's a long season in baseball. If you stay around 500, you can hit your stride later on. It'd be nice, though, if they can bounce back and possibly take this series against the Yankees. It'll make an early season statement.
By the way, I don't know if you heard this or not, but John Sterling, the longtime radio broadcaster of the New York Yankees, abruptly retired this past week.
Huh, okay.
Effective immediately. The story is he's 85 years old, and he's having some health issues.
Right.
And he has decided that there maybe his doctors have told him that he needs to call it a career and step away.
Yeah, it's a very long career there.
Talked to a guy that I work with at the Lightning, John Franzone, and he was saying he knows John Sterling and saying that that was his life. I mean,
yes.
he lived to do New York Yankees games on baseball.
Yeah.
And he had so many friends and viewers and listeners that followed him, and it was kind of a crushing day. And today, prior to the Rays-Yankees game, they're going to do a tribute to
that's nice.
To John Good. Sterling at Yankee Stadium.
I watched a mini special on him a few years back. Yeah, very interesting. But it's for a guy who's been there a very long time, that's special. That is special for him, for the organization. And so it's kind of the end of an era.
Funny comment mentioned on Facebook Live. I gotta pass this along to you. Apparently, Andre Vasilevsky says he doesn't have cable because it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and here's a multi-millionaire saying, I don't have it, it's too expensive.
Go to streaming. I think that's why so many people have gone to streaming, because cable is very expensive.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Very good. Well, Rubber Cement, well, man, we appreciate it.
Speaking of Jones, what about our John? Is he ever going to come back?
Yeah, he is going to call in next week, but he doesn't come to the studio. It's a little bit of a drive for him, and
we talked to him last week.
Eats up his whole Saturday.
Yeah, he called last week, so yeah, he calls quite often, and we talked to him. Yep.
Okay.
And thanks so much, Rubber Cement Man. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Want to mention that John from Clearwater picked number 11, and that is one of our bonus numbers.
Okay.
So we've got a prize going out to John for picking one of the bonus numbers. There's still two more bonus numbers available. So if you pick one of those, you'll have a bonus number and a team. So enter the Facebook Live contest or call us and pick a number. You can do it either way. Our phone lines are open right now, 727-441-3000. We apologize for the glitch with Facebook Live, but I believe everything is back and up and running now, so that is certainly good news as far as that is concerned. And again, the way the contest works today, you pick a number from 1 to 16, and you'll get an NBA team that is your team in the NBA playoffs, and if they win, over $200 in prizes coming your way.
Not bad.
Just for having the winning team in the NBA contest. You won't get them till June because the playoffs go until June, but you'll be getting a whole lot of prizes if your team wins. Thus far, the Pacers, the Lakers, and the Suns have been given away, but 13 other teams remain for you if you want to enter the contest. And it's very simple. Just put down a number from 1 to 16 on Facebook Live or when you call in, and you will have an NBA team and possibly a bonus number as well. We have a contest coming up. We have a pair of tickets to give away for the Tampa Bay Rays and the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night.
That was the first series they ever played in their history.
That's right.
I remember I was there opening day back in 1998.
Want to say hello to Mike and Randy watching on Facebook Live. But coming up in just about 5 minutes or so, we're going to be talking with Steve Carney. And Steve is our Rays insider. And then we're going to ask you a question about something that Steve Carney said right after we finish the interview. And the first person that can tell us the answer to the question that we're going to ask will win a pair of tickets to see the Rays and the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night at Tropicana Field. The only thing we ask is please don't enter the contest if you can't go to the game. Okay, because that kind of ruins the contest for everybody else, and we don't want you to win and then say, well, but I can't use the tickets anyway. So that's not the idea. We are also throwing in a $25 gift certificate to Ferg Sports Bar right across the street from Tropicana Field. So if you have the time, you can go early and have some dinner before the Rays game and don't have to pay the outlandish prices for concessions at the Rays game.
That's right.
Or if you want to stop there after the game, you can do that. Or if you want to just go on a separate trip sometime and go to Ferg's, you can do that as well. But two tickets to the Rays and the Detroit Tigers on Tuesday night and a $25 gift card to Ferg Sports Bar. All of that is on the line.
Very good.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with Steve Carney, and we'll see who wins those Rays tickets, all coming up next. Join us on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1 and 102.3, and Facebook
Live!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
There's no place like this place, anywhere near this place, so this must be the place. That's what they've been saying about the Palm Pavilion since 1926. The Palm Pavilion on the north end of the sparkling beach is a Clearwater Beach landmark. Situated directly on the beach overlooking the Gulf of Mexico, the Palm Pavilion is the place to order cool tropical drinks and watch spectacular sunsets. Tempt your taste buds with perfect pasta, sizzling steaks, chicken or seafood wraps, shrimp and crab chowder. Come for a day or stay for the night. A casual atmosphere featuring live entertainment on the deck. The Palm Pavilion Inn and Beachside Grill and Bar on sparkling Clearwater Beach. Visit them on the web at palmpavilion.com, or better yet, visit in person, 10 Bay Esplanade on the north end of Clearwater Beach. The Palm Pavilion Inn and Beachside Grill.
We're talking with Pastor Chris Bonham, the senior executive pastor at Grace Family Church, and it's been around for a while, Pastor Chris. What do you attribute the longevity to?
We've been around for 27 years, and our senior pastor, Craig Altman, always has had the value of being real, being genuine, and I think that's really been the key to our longevity. The message hasn't changed. We're always going to be Bible-based, Bible-centered, but our genuineness allows us, as we've grown, to show we're not perfect. We're not always going to do everything right. And that allows us to be real. And I think when people see that, that's very inviting to them to realize they don't have to just be perfect as well. They can come just like they are, and God can meet them right where they're at.
You'll find services on both Saturday and Sunday at Grace Family Church, so check it out.
Grace Family Church, now with 8 locations, the newest at State Route 54 and Suncoast Parkway.
This is Paul Porter. For the past 12 years, we've not endorsed an air conditioning company on the home team. Until now. I'm happy to tell you about the family-owned and operated air conditioning company, Action Air Conditioning. David Russell and his family run their business with 3 principles in mind: honesty, integrity, and reliability. They've been in business since 1988. They service the entire home team listing area. From service to AC checkups to a whole new system, Action Air Conditioning is the AC company for you. Why do I speak so highly of Action Air Conditioning? I've used them many times at multiple properties, and I've been completely satisfied every time. Visit them on the web at actionairconditioning.com. That's actionairconditioning.com. Or you can call them at 813-935-6644. If you're in need of an air conditioning company, take it from me. Action Air is your company. 813-935-6644. 813-935-6644. actionairconditioning.com.
This is Paul Porter. 10 years ago, my wife and I started a nonprofit ministry to help victims of domestic violence called Reach Out, Speak Out. I'm asking you, my loyal listeners, to consider a donation to help our ministry. If you'd like to join our auxiliary board or just be a friend to Reach Out, Speak Out by helping with your time, talents, or treasures whenever you're available, please contact us by visiting reachoutspeakout.org. Please send your donation to Post Office Box 4979, Tampa, Florida, 33677. That's Reach Out, Speak Out, Post Office Box 4979, Tampa, Florida, 33677. 501c3 number 47163-0804. No gift is too large or small, and all gifts are tax deductible. Thank you in advance for your help, and I hope you'll join us making a difference in our community. If you're anywhere in the Safety Harbor Clearwater area, you have to try Daddy Dogs. They feature the Vienna all-beef hot dogs with the casings that snap when you bite them, as well as Italian beef, Hershey's ice cream, too. Check out their menu at daddydogs.com. That's Daddy, DAWGS.com. Family-owned and operated on the southeast corner of McMullen Booth and State Route 580 in Safety Harbor. Vienna all-beef hot dogs, now in Pinellas at Daddy Dogs in Safety Harbor. Try it. You'll thank me later.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team. Glad to have you with us as we continue along. And we are very happy to welcome in our Tampa Bay Rays insider, Mr. Steve Carney. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday to you. Thank you for joining us on the program today. I know you're a busy guy as far as the Rays and MLB and all of that, but we appreciate the time. And I understand there was some controversial calls towards the end of the Rays game last night. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, in the ninth inning, there was a fly ball from Randy Arozarena to center field that saw three players come together, Gleyber Torres, along with Aaron Judge and their shortstop. They all came together. The ball dropped, and there was confusion because Ben Rorpit thought that Aaron Judge had made the catch, and so he started to go back to second and would end up being thrown out at third base rather easily. And Kevin Cash came out to argue, saying that he should have been allowed to have third base in that situation because of that. There was an initial call that the umpire made that he thought that Judge had made the catch, and so he signaled out, and then when he saw that the ball was not in his glove, he then turned around and signaled safe. And he said because of the miscommunication by the umpires that Rorfed was unfairly thrown out at third base.
Bad breaking.
Too bad. Yeah.
Steve, I want to get your thoughts. I know that you focus on the Rays, but we just mentioned that this week, longtime New York Yankee radio broadcaster decided to retire, John Sterling, and effective immediately. I can only guess he must be having health issues.
I know that he had cut back on his schedule. John is 85, so it's not like he's a spring chicken. He's been doing this he's been the New York Yankees broadcaster since 1989 and was in Atlanta before that and had a sports talk show back in New York City back in the 70s, back before sports talk radio even took hold as a format. So I really think that a lot of it had to do with the amount of travel that he was still having to do. And even getting around the ballpark can be difficult when you get to that advanced age, and I understand that. He's going to be remembered as a whole generation or two of New Yorkers as the voice of all those championship teams in the 90s and the early 2000s that were so good in New York, and he'll be the voice that everybody hears when they think of those teams.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be the guy that replaces him, whoever they decide on. That's some pretty big shoes to try and fill.
Oh, absolutely. Justin Shaquille, who is the pregame and postgame show host, was basically John's permanent fill-in when he didn't go on the road, because he would only do certain road trips for the Yankees. But Justin would go on the road, and whether or not the Yankees decide he wants or they want him to be the number one guy going forward, they also have a second guy. Both Justin and Chris Barbieri, who is the second, they're both very young. Barbieri is 24, for crying out loud.
Wow.
But there have been other names that have been bandied about. Brendan Burke, who does the New York Islanders for Yes Network, has certainly been another name that has been out there for a long time, saying he would be interested. But we'll see what happens. I would think that we won't have a true replacement for John Sterling until 2025.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because that's a high-profile job, and they're not going to. I don't think they're going to give it to a 24-year-old kid, but we'll see what happens as far as that goes. Steve, what have been your biggest takeaways from the Rays in the early juncture of the season? What has jumped out at you?
Well, I think the thing that's jumped out at me, Paul, other than the injuries to the pitching staff that we knew were going to happen, and the fact that this team has not had Brandon Lowe or Josh Lowe for a majority of, well, Josh Lowe for the entire season so far, but Brandon Lowe only played the first handful of games this year, is that you've had the guys that contributed last year have not been contributing, and yet somehow this team is still over 500. By a game. You know, you look at what Yandy Diaz has done, he is not nearly at the production level that he was last year. Same can be said for Randy Arozarena. Same can be said to a lesser extent to Isaac Paredes. But yet, this team is still 11-10, and that's because the guys that were supposed to be role players, and I use that in air quotes, the Ahmed Rosarios, the Jose Caballeros, the catching position with Ben Rorfed and Rene Pinto, have been the ones that have had to step up and provide the offense so far this year. Once you get Diaz and Arozarena going, and it looks like Yandy is starting to get going, Randy probably still is still on the process of, can he figure it out? But once they get those two guys going, I think you'll see this offense starting to click better, and I think you'll start seeing them start to pull forward.
Steve, I know it's still early in the season, but what in your opinion is this team's biggest strengths? Obviously, they have their three top pitchers, still out having had the surgery. But do you think it's the pitching? Do you think it's still probably is the bats, even though maybe they haven't hit their stride yet? What would you think is still the area that this team does the best at this point?
Yeah, even without Shane McClanahan and Drew Rasmussen and Jeffrey Springs, it's the starting pitching. If you look at what the starting pitching has done 1 through 5, I think you would still say that's going to be the strength of this team. I know that Eflin has had his struggles, but Aaron Civale has looked really good. Ryan Pepio has looked really good. Zach Littell has looked good, and even Tyler Alexander yesterday. That's a guy that you wouldn't expect to be starting, but there he is having a really good start here against the Yankees. He went 6 shutout at Yankee Stadium.
One of the things that I've noticed, even you watch a lot more of the Rays than I do, but one of the things I've noticed is that the pitch count or the pitch clock has almost become, even though they're still using it, it's become non-existent. I mean, I guess the players are finally on track with what they have to do to avoid a ball or a strike being called against them.
Yeah, and that's been the case, I think, for the most part. You look at where they were at the beginning of the year or of last year, where there was a violation and a half per game. That got down to less than one violation per game played, and it's only going to keep going down from that point. I mean, you look at in the minor leagues, all these guys have been used to the pitch clock coming up because they've had the pitch clock in the minors since 2022, and they had a version of it in 2019. So they've had this for a number of years, the minor leagues. So guys, pitchers in particular, have gotten used to having to pitch this way, and batters are now used to have to being in the box by the time the clock gets to the 8 second mark. And so you'll start seeing, it's kind of like the 24 second shot clock in basketball. You know, it's there, but normally you don't recognize it.
Yeah, or even more appropriately, the 8 second timeline rule, where you have to get the ball into the forecourt in 8 seconds. Players push that to the limit, but they always seem to get across just as it's right to 8 seconds. So I think a lot of people are actually getting used to that as well.
They adapt. It shows people's adaptability. And the more you do it, the more you get used to it, doing it the new way.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And you notice what the clock has done is it's taking games that, 3 or 4 years ago would be 3.5 hour games, and they turned them into 2.5 hours.
And that was exactly the point and purpose of that rule.
Yeah.
What Major League Baseball wanted, to shorten the games.
Yeah. And I think it's worked stunningly. It's really helped the game a lot, and I think is helping to create more interest again by the games moving along at that rate. So, Steve, based on what you're saying, once the Rays get some of these guys back that have been injured, you think they're primed to make a run and have a successful summer?
Yeah, I certainly think they can. They're going to get Josh Lowe back here pretty soon. He started his rehab assignment on Thursday, but they got rained out in Durham. So they had a doubleheader yesterday, and so his rehab assignment started on Friday. Hopefully they get guys like Jonathan Aranda and Johnny DeLuca back here at the start of May. It looks like Taylor Walls is on track to return sometime in early May as well. And then you get Brandon Lau back sometime after that. And then you start getting pitchers back after that. Taj Bradley, Shane Baz, and then Rasmussen in spring sometime after the All-Star break. And I really do think that as the summer goes on, you're going to start seeing the momentum pick up for the Rays.
I don't know if you saw this, but I saw a clip of it. And I guess it was last Sunday night in the ESPN game, a guy at Dodger Stadium was out in the outfield, or actually in the outfield seats, and one of the San Diego Padres hit a home run, and this guy caught the ball, and he immediately took a ball out of his pocket and threw it out onto the field and kept the ball that he had caught. And he did that because he knew the fans would just take him to task if he kept the ball that was hit by a San Diego Padre. Yeah. So he had a ball in his pocket just on the rare chance that he was going to catch a home run ball. And the ESPN guys were just having a field
day
with
it. That's smart thinking.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
I don't know if you saw that, Steve.
I personally don't like the throwing the ball back on the field. That whole thing that was started by the Chicago Cubs, who are known to be a loser team. Why are you following suit from a group that is known as a bunch of lovable losers? So that's just me. And the fact that now you have a BP baseball in your pocket that you're going to throw back and you're going to keep the ball that is a home run. Come on. That's
absolutely. Well, Steve, we want to thank you for joining us today. Always great to talk with you. We have an NBA contest going on today. I know you're not a big NBA guy, but pick a number from 1 to 16, and we'll see what NBA team you get in the contest.
All right. So I'm going to go with Kobe Bryant's first number of 8.
Number 8. I'm sorry, that was already selected. 8. So try again.
I will take LeBron James' number in Miami then, 6.
All right. You have the Dallas Mavericks.
Luka, baby.
Yeah, you've got Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. So that is your team. Over $200 in prizes. If the Dallas Mavericks win the title, it comes to you.
I'm all for it.
All right, Steve. One quick thing I want to mention before we let you go, and that is, I had asked you in the press room at the Lightning game, how did the Rays and Lightning fare last Saturday when they were on head to head? The Lightning were playing at Washington, and the Rays had a home game. How did the two fare? I understand the Rays ratings were much higher.
Yeah, it's normally that way, just because Major League Baseball's television numbers normally dwarf the Lightning's, or the NHL's numbers as a whole, league-wide. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I do know that the Rays normally will outdraw the Lightning when they go head-to-head. So it's just the matter of that. There are a lot more baseball fans than hockey fans in an area. So I can't give you the exact numbers because I don't have them, but I would assume that they would probably have outdrawn the Bolts.
Interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us today, and let's go Rays.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks for having me.
All right. We appreciate it. All right. Here's how we're going to give away the tickets for the Rays game on Tuesday against the Tigers. I asked Steve what were his main takeaways on the season thus far. And if you can tell us what Steve said were the main takeaways, Jason, I'm sure you remember what he said. We've got a pair of tickets and a gift card to Ferg Sports Bar for you and the Rays and the Tigers on Tuesday night. So put it on Facebook Live or dial us up at 727-441-3000. What were Steve Kearney's takeaways from what he has seen of the Rays so far this season? We will continue with hour number 2 of the home team. Stay right where you're at. More coming up on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1 and 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.